Hey, howdy and happy day. A wise man once said, and that wise man was Thomas Jefferson. He said, the citizens get what they vote for. Ultimately, it's their own fault. The government you elect is the government you deserve. Hey, you got that? I mean, let's look at Canada and the US of A, and do they have what they deserve? With regards to the states right now, I kind of think they do, because look at immigration as one example. It stopped all this illegal immigrant stuff. It has stopped, and Canada's just kind of getting fired up. I mean, not all, but most immigration is an invasion. It's an invasion of our social services, our housing, our identity. I mean, wow, that's what it is. And people say, oh, but. I mean, the Democrats and the Liberals in Canada, they just want more people in, and they don't identify with anything of that the country has to offer. You know what? And the people, they were never asked. They were never asked. It's their country. Somebody should have said, do you mind if we bring in millions of other people who don't speak your language and everything else? Do you mind? I mean, what would the answer have been? I mean, so the shape and the culture of a country is decided by a few wacky liberals in charge, because the good guys don't want to run for office because it's too painful and they might find out bad things in the closet and so on. That's the wrong reason. You know what? I mean, the U.S. is kind of, with regards to immigration at least, is doing great. Canada is a disaster. Canada needs a Trump. Oh, just saying. Now, here's some wordage for you. It's kind of interesting how people talk, okay? Former vice president recently was on a show with fellow goof Don Lemon. And this is what she said, just kind of one excerpt. You see if you can figure out what she's trying to say. This was just the other day. I really, truly believe this. We each have light inside of us. And we need to know that it is what inspires our hope as much as anything external to ourselves. And when we feel that and not allow an election or an individual to dampen that light, and instead let the light carry us in particular through moments of darkness, that we not only act on that hope, but we inspire that hope in each other. I hope so. And in particular, at this moment, it's so important that we not only have hope, but that we understand that should be a verb. This is a person who wanted to be president, and people actually voted for her. I mean, really? Thomas Jefferson kind of do that. I mean, when she talks, I mean, what happens when a liberal gets lost in thought? You know, it's unfamiliar territory, so there you go. Now, did you know this? You may have, but let me refresh your memory. If you get a letter in the mail and it's not addressed to you and you toss it in the trash, that's a felony. That's a felony. Really? Upwards of $250,000 fine and you can go to jail. You're not supposed to do that, play with the mail. I mean, the mail's so slow anyway and all the cha-cha, but in any event, if that happens, just send it back to sender or something like that. Now in Canada, talking about them again, in Alberta, you have Premier Danielle Smith. She's now offering Albertans a one-time payment of $100, $100 each, okay, to help pay their bills. Have you got this so far? $100. Our government, she says, recognizes that families are feeling the pinch, and that's why we're taking action to put more money back in their pockets. Okay, these payments start 1st of July, and that's for 3.4 million adults in the province. But you have to have a maximum, you have to be less than the maximum household income of $225,000. So if there's a man and a wife living in a house and they each make $224,000, that's close to $500,000 income, they get $200 into their house, okay? Now, when all this is done, it's upwards to $350 million. $350 million plus the cost to administer the program. It's another socialist program. Can you really buy a vote for $100? Are you really? That just amazes me. Lower the taxes. They have personal income tax in Alberta. They shouldn't have any. Be like Nevada and other states and other places. What on earth is going on? You're doing all of this for $100. What will people think when they fill out the forms and go through it all and they get $100? I mean, what are you going to do? Go out to Boston Pizza and boom, money's gone. It's craziness. And then in Canada, keeping with them, the Liberal government now, they've got legislation to govern clean drinking water in First Nations communities. Okay, that's nice. Everybody should have clean water. They get $30, $40, $50 billion a year, and they have bad water. Really? You're kidding me. I mean, people have good water. Drill a well, do something with all that money, but the government has to come in and babysit that? And that's shocking to me. I mean, they're independent. They've got signs up on various reserves that say government of, and they get all this money that they don't earn. And the government taxpayers,
duh,
have to come in and clean their water? I don't know. You know what? I saw a liberal at a job fair lately. It was a rare sight. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.